This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige. You know, I asked two different versions of the AI if that was correct, that you spell someone's number wrong. One says that's fine. There's really no correct way to say it. The other one says, no, that's not right. You only spell with letters. So that's something I want to revisit on damn Monday.
Okay.
You can't spell a number.
Spelled your number wrong.
A number, like F-O-U-R.
Yeah, you want to get down to the linguistics of it. No, that's not your favorite pasta.
Number one is O-N-E. That is spelling.
Well, that's how we spell it. But in some languages, it'd be oon.
Well, I got it. I got it.
Yeah.
That'd be French.
With two dots on it.
Yeah, like a, speaking of Hanson, umlaut. That's what they call those.
So do it all my umma.
Let's talk about
big
some
time idea.
Porch pirates. Or one.
Do I have pirate?
Barry Bro-Nila.
So this family was dealing with this said porch pirate. Didn't know who was doing this sort of thing. And who stole and ate a large package of pet food.
Good God.
Well, they were wondering who did this. And it was on their front stoop. I'd be kind of mad.
People in Ohio are eating dogs.
So the box was returned.
Now they're eating dogs' food.
Which was going to be picked up by FedEx. And it wasn't an easy theft either because the box was left inside a bin that had a sign alerting FedEx to the hiding place. However, this thing hit the jackpot and the box was being sent back to Chewy.com. And it contained $93 worth of pet food.
Ooh, you can go FedEx yourself.
Yes. The theft was caught on a doorbell security cam, and the camera showed that this was a raccoon was the porch pirate and kept coming back over and over and over again.
Be glad you didn't have chickens, matey.
Looking in the bin to see if there was any more delicious little packages.
It would make
behind
me some planks that I would walk and then I would eat them.
Yeah. It's like fast food.
I've got a pirate on my belt buckle. He's driving me nuts. Arr.
The raccoon says, hey, go to this house on Friday. Guess you get a snack. They know things.
What's a
like
pirate's
that
favorite wrestler, fat boy? Who's the pirate's favorite wrestler?
Who? I don't even know.
Edge.
So when you're on vacation.
Because he's rated R.
That was a great SNL bit with the good old pirate convention. One of the Skarsgård is the
Bill
speaker.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, he's a good superhero,
he's a good
villain thing. Is he Vision? Or the blue one from Eternals? Anyway, go ahead.
I
start
know
talking Marvel stuff and I just get bitch slapped by words by people. No, you're wrong. It was Icarus.
Icarus, Icarus, Doc.
Icarus.
Well, let's talk about going on a cruise.
This is a great show. I don't know if you ever watched Icarus.
This guy wasn't a very good gambler at all.
Kenny Rogers.
And he was on a Royal Caribbean cruise last weekend. And he did something very foolish. He wanted to avoid his gambling debt, which is $16,700 from the casino. If you've ever been in the casino, sometimes when you're there, you may have been a little overserved. I don't know.
Oh, man, I got a question.
The good ones in Vegas fill you with drinks as long as you're sitting there playing hands. And sometimes you will do the math and say, wow, I'm actually getting cheaper drinks now by playing small hands of poker than if I were just sitting at the bar.
I played video poker with your dad.
I know you did.
And I won.
I'm glad you said video, not strip. That would have caused some issues in heaven right now.
I wouldn't have done that because I love your
mother. Nor would he have. That's right. He would only get naked women he did not know.
Yeah.
That's something good to remember.
Dude, have you watched?
I'm kidding.
It's called Amy Bradley is Missing on Netflix.
I see an ad for that all the time.
You got to watch it. My question is,
does it end sad?
Does she fall?
You got to watch it.
See, there's not
a lot of theories in play here.
You're setting yourself up for it, unless it's like, you know, some kind of 20, 30 years ago when it's still like ongoing or recent. Like, that's too fresh.
Was,
I don't know.
Was she on a honeymoon or something like that? Or was this?
No.
Can't tell you.
I'm telling you, it's good, and you got to watch it. Because there are a lot of twists and turns to it.
Oh, now I want to ask a question. Did it involve getting engaged? There was one where the guy said he was getting... I think we're thinking the same thing.
Yeah, we are.
He pushed her off the mountain, and he said she fell.
This is about a cruise ship.
Okay, you said that. That's right.
See, I thought it was like they had some... I don't know.
My question is, if you're Trump...
You're thinking of Love Boat, Paige.
No. What if you're Trump? Somebody, obviously, who has, you know, a lot of power. Do you watch some of this stuff and be like, you know what, FBI, full attention, this case right now, go solve it? Because I feel like that's what it's going to take to get this going. Somebody with a lot of power to say, hey, let's
get
this.
What it always takes, and meeting with a representative, a senator or something.
Like, let's solve it.
Coming up with a lobbyist.
But it's really good. Like, if you don't want to watch a good football game or you get tired of, you know, stretching your gimmick this weekend, go watch that.
I mean, the whole story of Natalie Wood is heartbreaking, too. Is
Christopher Walken ever
going to say anything? The story of Wood himself, who passed away recently and only became famous after memes of his death. I think of him every time I go to turn the light switch off, because Fat Boy put silhouette of that man on our light switch in the office.
I don't know if this is...
It made the switch actually his peen. So when you turn the light off, it looked like you were touching him.
I saw somebody said that...
you understand what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I think somebody said Tom Segura had bought the likeness to his, or the rights to it, and he just gives the family money for like whatever they make off of him, because he became public domain or something. And
how? Presidents aren't even public domain anymore.
After 100 years?
Something how he got the rights to the character and just gives the family the royalties off
him. I mean, what is it?
Did he buy like the tapes?
Like, I don't know how you like go about doing that.
Scooter Braun has those tapes, too.
Oh, God, probably. He's had them a couple times. I won't tell anybody.
No, sorry, I misread that. That belongs to Cooter Brown. Also in the adult industry. Not of the garage ownership in Gatlinburg.
Are we saying his name wrong? Is it Scooter or S-Cooter? It could be a period in there somewhere.
That's a very good point. Because of, like, J. Paul Getty, you know? People that do that kind of thing.
I tell you there's one name I know for sure how to say. Mm-hmm. And it's Watson Ealy. If you know where he is, tell him he said, hey.
He's going to be so tired of
hearing about this. Or text him or Facebook message him.
Or if he's in his office right now, bust up in there.
Uh-huh.
If he's in that meeting room where you can see the meeting but you can't hear what they're saying, that glass bubble room in there, charge in there like something's wrong and say, hey, Rise Guys, say what's up, Watson.
I bet he's got a couch in his office that looks like a beer can, like peeled open. He's probably got beer furniture. His phone's probably a beer can. You know.
Oh, he likes fire memorabilia. To burn down houses, but like a fire fireman memorabilia. He owned a fire truck.
Hey, babe.
I mean, a real one.
This is the front door from a burned down house.
He could hang out with my...
Dude, he had a room in his house that was like dedicated to it. And he had like stuff from like the 1800s.
That's
fire
really cool.
Helmets. It'd be incredible.
So it's for a lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know somebody who would love that.
I know. I robbed
that.
His house. And took
I was about to say, if you want to go help us rob Watson,
that's what we're actually trying to find out. If you know where he is, tell us. We're going to rob his
loot
house.
Loot his house.
Yeah.
We're going to knock it
off.
We're
in the market for some fireman helmets.
Oh, my gosh.
Going to case his joint.
All right. Yeah. So back to the story. Poor Notson.
Hang on. Hang on.
She wants to jerk a Watt in his tail.
You almost called him a bad word.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so back to the story. This guy wanted to avoid his debt, so he from the casino. So what did he do? He decided...
He bent over.
...that he would just jump off the ship and run.
All right, here's another question.
Jump off the ship and run. What, does he think he's Jesus? Well, he could only walk on it. He couldn't run on it.
He had that $16,000 gambling debt that he'd have to pay. So he's caught on camera jumping into the water near shore where he was picked up by people on jet skis. And the authorities, they didn't have any trouble tracking him down. He was arrested. And now he's facing a huger fine, $250,000 in fines and 5 years in
prison. Finding a fine is huger.
You're going to get fined. By Al Sharpton. Yeah. Hey, okay, another stupid question.
Well,
but it makes logical sense. Say you jump off of the top of the boat, and we're talking about stories and stories up. But what if you jump straight down, foot first in the water? You're going to survive that, right? Because you're just going to go down and then swim back up.
So I've heard the high divers say that before. Like, with that twist, you could be within an inch of like, severing or crushing your spinal cord.
Oh.
That, to me, is like, why would you make it an Olympic event then?
Why would you not just jump straight down?
Even if you point your toes.
We get a gold medal in cannonballs?
Not cannons.
I don't really know.
I know.
It's a great question.
I know nothing about Olympics.
I'm just trying to figure the physics of it. It would take you down, and then you would just swim up after the force of you landing would shoot you in the water a little bit.
Like, have you ever jumped off a boat, like, in a lake, Fat Boy?
Yeah, but, like, just like a cabin cruise or something like
How
that.
How often did you, like, go to the bottom and then pop back up? Or did you go back probably about halfway?
Went down a little bit because I'm so fat. But, you know, I'm only jumping, like, what, 6-7 feet up maybe?
See, I've always been really – I do it in Lake Bowen, Lake Norman I've done it at. I've done it at, not sex, but, like, jumping in. I never wanted to do it at Lake Hartwell because I was so scared I was going to jump on like a stop sign or a chimney or something.
Why are you jumping into the Spartanburg County water supply?
That's another thing too. Like I'd get out and piss on the in the forest because I didn't want to go in everybody's water.
There's a hair in my water.
But that is interesting how you say jumping one way instead of diving, how your body would end up when you land.
They got to put you on one of these shows to like re-explain the physics of it, like Ancient Aliens guy with the crazy hair.
Yeah,
I don't know how they got here.
I'm Neil Tyson Degrassi. I'm here with Paige. I don't do a good Degrassi.
It's close.
What if he talked like Mike Tyson?
What if he went to a certain lunch at a certain restaurant that you know might sell Mexican food?
Oh, I thought you were going to say steak sandwiches.
Oh, I don't know how you'd mess that one up.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't.
Not that place.
You can say Chipotle. Which rappers use a lot, by the way, in songs?
Because it's the same reason.
Flows.
Snoop Dogg said one time he never had a Lexus, but he only put it in songs because he could rhyme so much with it. Jay-Z, rather. The Lexus Flexus from Long Beach to Texas. Oh, what's new?
There's a
Lexus, Flexus from Long Beach to Texas. Sexist hoes, they want to get with this because Snoop Dogg is the bitch.
But there's one rapper that says, I saw that bitch, Chipotle. Like, he just says the name.
That's Kanye. Yeah.
Is it?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was somebody else.
It's...
saw that bitch, Chipotle.
I still say, and people laugh, but I think rappers have really... Some, far a few, have great creativity when it comes to lyrics.
Yeah, well, they'll change the object. Like, they won't say cell phone. This one rapper says cell phone stick.
Well, there was the while stick. Where one of them got stuck, and they were like, God, I got to come up with something that rhymes with fur, and he went with her, but he meant here. I'm her.
Her.
I'm her.
It's so confusing.
I'm here. We out her. Skeet, 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 mother blanker.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. Scene number one. Playing the role of the gaslighter general is Matt Mann. Playing the role of the meltdown kid, John Michaels, is Fat Boy. Playing the role of the butt-in bandito is Rob Inario. And playing the role of Echo Chamber Jr. is Paige. And action. Hello, Facebook friends. Do I care about this so-called debate of the day? Not one bit, but the gaslighter general hasn't posted in 3 days. I'm bored at work and I need to meet, brother. So I'm here to stir the pot and get that interaction on my social media. And when I drop this hot take, I'm gonna watch the comments roll in like a steel chair across your back.
Oh, really? Gaslighter general, you think you could just drop your hot garbage takes in my timeline? The meltdown kid says you're dead wrong. In fact, you might be the wrongest person ever on the internet. And now I finally get to unleash years of pent-up, vague, passive-aggressive anger. You're finished, pal. The meltdown kid has been waiting years to cut this promo on you, and tonight's the night.
You listen here, meltdown kid. Nobody, and I mean nobody, tells the gaslighter general that he's wrong. Because there aren't even my thoughts, brother. They came straight from my favorite political news guy on my favorite channel. So if you disagree, you can step in the ring. You can use your mouth on me, Jack. And while you're at it, say hello to the gaslighter's block button because I swing it like a sledgehammer, dude.
Oh, yeah? The meltdown kid bases all his arguments on memes and his upbringing in church. That's right. And if you push me one more time, I'll threaten you in the most confusing, homoerotic way possible, even though I'm happily married with three kids. So what you gonna do, gaslighter, when the meltdown kid runs wild on your backside? Because the kid's got Sunday service, but right now, he's preaching pain.
Hold it right there. The butt-in bandito wasn't gonna say anything about this debate that we'll forget about in a week. But as an American, I can't hold back. The gaslighter general is 100% right, and the meltdown kid is dead wrong. Why?
Oh, yeah, butthole bandito. I think that, I'll tell you what I think. I think that...
Butt-in bandito butted in.
pardon me, I was turning the page. Again, my name is the butt-in bandito, as I was saying. The gaslighter general is 100% right, and the meltdown kid is dead wrong. Why? Because he watches the same news channel I watch, brother. Three generations of my family believed it. So if they saw it, then it's the truth. So if everyone else can fornicate with themselves in the tushy, and when the butt-in bandito steps into a thread, you better believe he's swinging wild elbows.
That's right. Butt bandito, Echo Chamber Jr., the immortal gaslighter, is speaking the gospel truth. When you repeat what's on the Good News Channel, That's not an opinion. That's a fact. The Meltdown Kid can kick rocks, pound sand, and fornicate with themselves in the booty. Because freedom of speech only matters when we all agree. And the echo chamber will always be there in the comments, clapping back with the same words, just rearranged.
Blocked. That's right. The Meltdown Kid just blocked you, General Gaslighter, but I'm still so mad. I'll unblock you later just to troll your page and judge your every move. Person I barely know. The Meltdown Kid lives for petty revenge, and baby, I got time on my hands.
Yeah. Don't sweat it, butt-in bandito. The Meltdown Kid, John Michaels, can think outside the box without feeling like a traitor to his parents. We're Americans. And the Gaslighter General says bend him over his own beliefs and give it to him hard. And when you wake up tomorrow, Meltdown Kid, you'll realize that you just jobbed out to the Gaslight General.
Oh, yeah? Well, the Meltdown Kid goes to church every Sunday. I'll pray for your soul, Gaslighter. But for not agreeing with me, you can go straight to hell. And you better believe I'll be posting Bible verses out of context for the next 3 weeks just to prove my point.
Let me tell you something, baby. The Gaslighter General, he's got a response for you. Here's a link to an article that I skimmed while pinching off a couple loaves at work. I didn't finish it. I don't know if it's true, but it makes sense, brother. And when the Gaslighter drops a link, it's like dropping a steel chair in the middle of the ring, hardcore, on a scaffold with barbed wire.
I read it, especially that last paragraph. I didn't check the source, but wow! Is this legit, Gaslighter? Because if it is, the Meltdown Kid John Michaels may have to walk back half his rant.
Honestly, Meltdown Kid, let me talk to you. No idea, but one word, three letters, yes. That's the Gaslighter guarantee.
Exactly. Echo Chamber says nobody knows if it's true, but we're going to believe it anyway. And that's what matters, because in the end, the Echo Chamber always wins. Last word.
This match ends in a draw. End scene. Okay, scene two. Playing the role of Aaron Fudge.
Okay.
Is Fat Boy. And I'd like to give... pardon me.
That's me.
You know what?
This is brother.
What you guys are thinking? Because we look so much alike.
Yeah. The twin.
God, you think I'm going to be a fudge?
I had one eye closed when I looked over. No. I was going to say, Fat Boy came up with these names, and I want to give him credit.
Okay.
Because I don't want anybody to think I came up with these.
But the fat guy be Fudge.
Playing the role of Aaron Fudge is Attorney Rob Inaria. Playing the role of Chipper Bones Jones is Matt Mann. Playing the role of LLBJ is Paige. Playing the role of Claude Maballs.
You know that family.
I believe it's. Yeah, I believe nice they're family. From Serbia.
They live near the Oxaflopins.
It's sure Fat Boy, and playing a role that she's played every damn day of her life for the past 22 years. Playing the role of Paige from the Rise Guys is Paige from the Rise Guys. And action.
Go ahead, Facebook. Roast me.
Are you sure about that? I don't think you can handle what's about to come your way.
For real, man, this could get ugly. And when I say ugly, I mean uglier than those poor excuse for balls you got hanging in your jockeys.
Well, personally, I think hanging's a strong description right there, if I'm being honest. I'd say more like tucked in. I mean, you know, I'm just guessing here. I'd say his balls are so high that he'd have to... Well, he must have a vacuum up in his ass crack. I don't know.
Not to mention they look like two whole strawberries that sat out in the sun too long. I mean, bro, I've heard of bacne before, but not sackne. You should get that checked out.
Jesus, guys, really? I mean, I wasn't expecting this much so soon. This done damn turned ugly.
Ugly? Speaking of ugly, how's your mama doing?
Hell, speaking of Claude's mom, if she had as many sticking out of her as she had sticking in her, she'd look like a damn porcupine.
Oh my God, that's cold. Hey, Claude, you got boobs so big you jiggle when you sneeze.
Hey, damn it, I said roast me, not my mom's, okay? So let's relax on that.
Bro's gut hangs lower than his balls. Looks like he smuggled a beanbag chair under his damn shirt.
Man's hairline ran away so fast it left skid marks. On that thought, his hairline must have had ran through his underwear, too.
God, at least I still got hair, BJ. You shave your pubes just to make your hog look longer, and it still looks like a sausage casing threw up out of one side.
Don't talk, Claude. Your nipples look like pepperonis that got left in the oven too long.
Man. I'm lost on the rules here. Is Claude allowed to roast his back? I mean, what the hell?
I mean, I ain't just going to sit here and take it. I mean, damn.
Well, I mean, I think it's all fair game. That's what the hell I say. Hell, Claude, by the way, I heard for your wife to find your Dugan that she's got to wait for you to sneeze and then grab it with some tweezers, LOL.
Claude, ass crack looks like a baby's mouth during dinner. Big stains everywhere. His damn underwear look like a high chair, I bet.
This is so brutal.
Wait on this one.
Claude's wife kiss his ass so much her breath must smell like a hot steamed pickle.
Hold up now, hold up. Now you're really about to piss me off, if I'm being honest with you.
Damn, Claude, you asked for a roast, but now you look like you're about to cry into your double cheeseburgers. Well, hang on. I think you guys are taking this too far. Maybe pull back a little. Suck it, Paige. I hate you, you damn bitch woman. They should...
if you're not streaming this, you're missing gold right now.
Restart the last sentence and just pace it.
Okay. Suck it, Paige. I hate you, you damn bitch woman. They used to shoot Evel Knievel out of your bra, I bet. Go on somewhere.
Oh, hey, Chipper. Remember the time you ate your wife's sister's peach emoji? Guess that was an honest mistake, huh? You know?
Now listen, you asked for us to roast you, but now you just being a dick, and I think you went too far.
Yeah, that's low, Claude. You don't throw family dirt out there like that, no matter how hot it is.
Okay, can't take it, can you? Everybody knew what you did, dude. I'm not breaking any news here, for God's sakes.
Still, though, dude, you can't bring it up. You asked to get roasted. Why, I don't know, but this is what you wanted.
True, man. I mean, you asked for it, so why don't you just sit back and take it? Why don't you take it on your chins like a champ?
For real, bro. We clowning your body, not wrecking homes. You crossed the line.
Man, F this. Y'all think this is funny, but it ain't. I'm done with this ass. I'm out.
Don't let the Wi-Fi hit you in the ass on the way out, big boy.
His password is probably SwingSniffer69.
It looks like he'd probably dress up as an elementary school urinal for Halloween.
Especially after he gets that stupid bowl haircut he gets every 2 months. Dude looks like he lays down at the bottom of the daycare slide with his mouth wide open.
Insane!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, the 12th of September. Happy birthday.
Suck it. I don't have music for this particular lady, okay, but I love talking about her.
There's a clue.
Yeah, I just thought she had a new commercial.
You like talking about her. Is that one sales lady? No, I'm kidding.
That one. We talked about her yesterday, actually.
Shania Twain.
Nope. Give you the initials. Because you said you don't think you could hook up with her.
Sydney Sweeney.
It is Sydney Sweeney's birthday.
I said I don't. She's the buzzword of what's like a hot chick now. And I'm like, I could think of three dozens more before her. Like, that's just the buzzworthy hot girl now.
She's pretty.
She's getting some pub because she plays a female boxer. A movie called Christie that's coming out. Yeah. And it's a real person. I just forgot the lady's name.
And she gained 30 pounds for that role.
Christie.
Yeah.
Christie.
I couldn't tell by looking.
Christie McCull?
Actually, I think that might be it, actually. Yeah. She's got brown hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's doing a movie about her.
No, the part of it. Wow. You never know who they're going to make a movie about. Willy Wonka, for instance. Uh-huh. Let's say... Well, you go first, Paige. I'll kind of play off you.
I have no clue. I'll say 35.
Oh, I'm going to go... I'd like to go 40 plus. I'll go 40 plus.
Okay. Sydney Sweeney's 28 years old.
What do we know?
It's off a little bit. Nah, Christy McCullough, I don't think...
Dude, you know what I just did? I just guessed Christy McCullough's birthday. I know Sydney Sweeney's in her
Christy 20s. Martin, that's who it is.
Christy McCullough was an actress in the 80s or 90s, and that's whose birthday I just guessed.
Do you want to start over?
Guess the wrong one.
Well, I bet we'll still get it wrong.
Now I'm thinking of somebody auditioning to play me in a movie. Like, how would you audition?
To play you?
Yeah.
What well, I'd do? Say, first off, John Goodman, I think you're too old to play the role.
How would you audition as me? What would you do?
If I auditioned as you?
Yeah.
I'd wear shorts and a hat and...
Sit down.
Sit down.
With my legs spread out.
God, that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, you're already in character, it seems.
That's what I was doing. She knows the character.
Sit back.
Ask us again how old Sydney Sweeney is. I'm going to be honest.
How old is Sydney Sweeney?
Did you say 25?
28.
God.
Yeah.
I can't give you hell no more, Paige. I don't retain nothing either. Except water.
I don't know how popular this lady is, but I see her name a lot, and she sold out, I believe, when she came to town here. Kelsey Ballerini.
I like her.
Kelsey, big old Winnie.
Paige, you only like her because you used to practice the dance style her last name's named after.
Uh-huh.
You used to be a ballerini girl.
Ballerini.
Yeah, I'm a ballerini.
Yeah, sounds like a type of pasta would be expensive. Let me get that ballerini bolognese.
I'll say she's probably 28.
I'm going to go 29.
Kelsey Ballerini's 32. She's up in her 30s already.
Uh-oh. And I remember, sorry, Kelsey.
Who she was. Someone who plays football.
Not anymore. He's now the general manager of the Stanford Cardinal football team.
Ooh.
And he used to play quarterback for him.
Oh, John Elway.
No.
No, wait a minute. Stanford.
Yeah. That's a good school.
Quarterback. He played there.
Not him, though. He retired early.
Give me the initials.
A-L.
Antonio Langham. No. He played for Alabama.
His dad's name, Oliver, who was a part of the resurgence of the XFL for that second year. He used to be the NCAA commissioner.
God, I don't know.
His last name rhymes with something you like to do with dudes on the weekend. It's Andrew Luck's birthday.
If you'd said Colts, I would have got it. And I don't like hucking anymore.
Oh, you stopped?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You got to huck the corn, yeah. Write it down for her.
He was making an F-word joke.
Oh.
God
dang
it. This woman's wild.
Paige is going to wrap up a Jell-O mold and give it to me for Christmas, I bet. I got to feed it. She's
old. She wrapped up her damn cat. Andrew Love.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. So, 47.
Why are you laughing? 46. I don't know.
Because I'm trying to figure out the math when you math. He's only 36. You got him retiring like 20 years ago.
How many years did he play in the year? Did he play for anybody other than the Colts?
No. Remember, he was the first guy that were going to figure out how much money are they going to have to pay him because he was really good.
Yeah.
And then Ursay let him keep his signing bonus after he retired, which I think was 25 or 26 million.
Why did he retire? Did he get injured?
Yeah, he had a lot of injuries. Yeah. And he was like,
he also was in a shadow that was very difficult to be in at the time because he replaced Peyton.
Yeah, and he was doing good, but he didn't get that Super Bowl.
Better than Mac Jones' ass.
You know what?
And his front.
He's going to start now for the foreseeable future.
Well, I saw that, and McCorkle. I was like, golly, bum, man. Okay.
Well, Brock's hurt. Okay, let's guess we got to skip a few here because we got a big one we got to get to. But before that, let's go to this lady's birthday right here. You may know her as Amy Lee Gemstone. And she was in a show we were watching, The Bondsman, which was great.
And the Kevin Bacon show, and yeah. It got canceled. What a fun,
she's great,
idea for a show that was.
It was only half-hour episodes. They went. If you want to watch it now, it somewhat ends on like a somewhat satisfying part, you know? I think they do that now because they don't know if they're going to get renewed from year to year.
Yeah, but it ends in that satisfying way as she finally gets there, but she got to get something out of the nightstand to use it. To do, you know, it's like, okay, you got there, but I wish I could have done it myself.
I had to skip Yao Ming. He was 45. It surprised me. I thought he was older. Birthday. But it's Jennifer Nettles.
Jennifer Nettles' birthday, no relation to Craig. Greg is, I'm going to go solid 52.
55.
She's 51 years old. That was close. But I had to skip Jennifer Hudson. Bye.
Oh, hoodie.
Happy place.
Hey, hoodie.
We got one we got to do because we before we ran out of time here.
She's not on that level yet. She's not just Jennifer, right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, she's not Jennifer yet. You got to do the HUD on there to make her. And then people think you're talking about Tim Hudson. All right, go ahead.
We got a big Sunday birthday. Oh, Huddy. And he was he's the first pope to ever be born American. I don't know what number this is.
I don't either.
But it's
Paige,
the new...
you're a cataholic. You should know this. Catholic, sorry.
72?
Yeah, but do you know his name?
No.
I mean, he's the reigning one.
Pope Leo. I just don't.
But like, that's do
XIV.
Do the Catholics know who's the president of the Southern Baptist Convention right now? No.
I'm sure it's a woman.
I don't either. No. Are you serious? Might as well say it's somebody from Mexico.
People are leaving the convention, right? There was a big one locally.
I don't know that it's a thing anymore. Everybody's went big time.
Who took over for Falwell? See, that's how I haven't followed it. I don't know who took his spot.
I don't either.
Pope Leo XIV Sunday is going to be 70 years old.
Wow.
So he's going to be pope for, you got to figure, at least 15 more years, right? He'll hang around for a little bit. Then we got to do all this again.
God, and you got to be
all
like,
this poping.
When you're poped in or whatever they call it, I guess rushed in, whatever.
Rushed in the popery.
Like, you got to think, man, I don't want this to be, I don't want to be the tribulation pope. Like, I don't want to be Revelation's pope.
No.
You don't, like, you want to, like, okay, shoot, I got through my term. Now let somebody else deal with it.
You want the people to love you.
Right, but I don't want to deal with the, you know,
shame.
That would be rough.
Happy heavenly birthday. This is quite a roster right here. Paul Walker would have been 52 years old today.
He's driving the streets of gold today.
He is. Neil Peart would have been 73. Peter Scolari.
Shampoo maker.
He would have been Morris's dad from Camp Nowhere and Bosom Buddy.
Bosom Buddy.
Would have been 70.
Oh, man.
I didn't know he was dead.
Barry White, baby.
I'm Barry White. Louisville Unlimited Orchestra, of course.
Paul Quinn College. Barry White would have been 81 years old.
He lost his stuff.
The Opossum.
George Jones.
Really?
He would have been 94 years old
I saw an interesting argument the other day, or a discussion online the other day. But was he outlaw? Was George Jones outlaw?
He definitely was.
I would say absolutely was. Dude, but he's no-show Jones. He would just decide he was drunk and didn't want to go do the concert.
Yeah. He was difficult with cops.
Yeah. And Tammy.
Oh, dude, that one dash cam from him from Tennessee is awesome.
And throw a fist up for him. Jesse Owens was 112 years old. I heard a story about, oh, dang it.
The Olympics?
It might have been. Who was Tammy Wynette messing around with back in the day? It wasn't Buck Owen, was it? I heard a story about George Jones confronted somebody in a restroom that he thought Tammy was messing with.
Well, I tell you what, in Porter Wagoner.
And the guy was taking a leak, and George grabs his junk and said, I wanted to see what my wife was messing around with.
See that,
or something like that.
I mean, it wasn't like a Waylon or Merle or somebody.
No, it wouldn't have been.
It might have been Minnie Squirrel.
I'm like...
Pearl.
Oh, it was Porter Wagoner.
Dude, see...
This is like some famous story.
Rumors about him and Dolly Parton, too, but then later on after he passed, everybody's like, hey, he didn't like women at all.
Oh, he said George Jones goes up to Porter Wagoner in the bathroom of the Grand Ole Opry, grabs him by the junk, and says, I want to see what Tammy's so proud of. If that ain't outlaw, I don't know what is.
Oh, my God.
I'll kiss your ass.
That's crazy.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Get the podcast. We'll be live Monday. D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.